This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is hour number three, and this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, in the fantasy world that is inhabited by the progressives, passing laws to restrict gun ownership and the carrying of guns prevents violence. And the precise opposite is the truth, as demonstrated convincingly by John Lott, whose research led him to change his position on gun control. Once he discovered the facts, his book, More Guns, Less Crime, is required reading for anyone who wants to be honest about preventing the death of innocent Americans. Yet, we have two coastal states here in the United States that regard themselves as smarter and more sophisticated than the denizens of the flyover country, which is everybody else, and refuse to acknowledge this truth and maintain laws that restrict or even prohibit gun ownership and the bearing of arms in public places. Worshippers in the suburb in Fort Worth, Texas, demonstrated the wisdom of the founders and the superiority of Texas-style governance when an attempt was made to slaughter a large number of people at the West Freeway Church of Christ in White Settlement. And can you imagine what the elitists think of the name of just the city where this happened in? How much scorn can be involved in that one? But I digress. Armed parishioners fought back and shot the gunman dead before he was able to slaughter more than two of them. Coming from NBC, Dallas-Fort Worth, we get two parishioners and the gunmen are dead after a shooting at the White Settlement Church Sunday. Shooting was reported at around 11 a.m. at the West Freeway Church of Christ in the 1900 block of South Las Vegas Trail. During the service, a man went in and fired a weapon. Two church members who were members of the parish's security team returned fire and killed the shooter, who was pronounced dead at the scene. There was actually about seven people with guns out. That was an excellent response. Excellent response. But once again, I digress, because in California, this would not have happened. In New York State, this would not have happened. We should be, if you don't have these kind of laws in your state, we should be in awe of the demonstration that we had put on for us by what a good set of laws can do of just getting out of the way of just regular people. Because that's all that was. Just getting out of the way of regular people. That's all that happened. Now, for people in California that look at this, or for people in New York that look at this, I'm sure there's this desire to move to a place like that right away. And the problem becomes the you know, there's a lot of people have compelling family and personal considerations that prevent that. These people then become prisoners in these states where they can't do what a, you know, what this, these states did. They're not allowed to do it. And that becomes part of the problem. For people, there's plenty of people in these states that are very serious Second Amendment proponents, but they become prisoners of the progressives, and they continue to advocate adherence, but at the same time, they can't. And that's the problem. Now, allowing people to defend themselves, defense, is, personal defense of your life, is a natural instinct. It's not something that, you know, has to be taught or learned. This is something we're built with. It comes to us. Not allowing it is a choice. And that's where the problems come in, when we don't allow it. And then here in my state, in Charleston, South Carolina, Dylann Roof, the Charleston AME Emmanuel Church, where they didn't allow guns in the church. And he went in there and he killed a bunch of people that hadn't done anything to him, that didn't deserve to die. And everybody sat back and went, oh my gosh, how could this happen? Well, it happened because events were put, you know, rules and things were put in place that precipitated that it was going to happen because we were not allowed to carry guns in a place without permission. Now that in and of itself is bad enough. That's bad enough. But then when we see it over and over again, seeing it once, we should be able to sit back and go, you know what, this is never again. Never going to happen again. But then, nothing happens. Instead of solving the issue, we double down on the problem. And then it happens again. And despite any gun control that might have been put in place, because unfortunately, that genie is out of the bottle. The Beto O'Rourke's of the world can't snap their fingers and make guns just dissolve into air. It's not going to happen. So when these kind of things happen and we don't do something proactive to stop this from happening, this will put a chill on some of this to a degree. It's not going to stop it, but it will put a chill on it. And in Texas, maybe they won't go to churches anymore. But these people that are looking for this kind of thing, they're looking for places to go where nobody's going to be able to fight back. And so politicians create it. And now the thing that I'm interested in right now is, what are they going to say is the reason now for gun control? Because it's obvious that gun control doesn't work. It's obvious that people with guns do a very fine job of defending themselves. They're going to have to come out now and just level with people and simply say, we don't think you should have guns. We don't want you to have guns. That's all they can do. Because now all of their arguments and everything, that's been laid, you know, to waste. So now they're either going, and like Dan was saying, and you know, it's not going to change our mind, because they don't, it's not about your personal safety. It's not about public safety. It's about controlling a behavior. That's what it's about. And as soon as you understand that it's not about your safety, it's about controlling your behavior, the better off you're going to be. But now they're going to have to level with you and simply tell you, we just don't want you to have guns, that's all. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
If you talk to me, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For
over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. If you thought that we, you know, 2019 has been a pretty stupid year, but brace yourself for 2020, because it's going to get better. It's going to get, well, what I'm meaning to say is it's going to get more stupid. When I say it's going to get better, I don't mean that. It's going to become a pronoun-fueled weather cult pinko freak show. But it won't be all amusing antics, because they hate us, the left, and their ugly mask is going to be coming off. It already has, to a certain degree. Revealing the even uglier fascist visage lurking underneath them. And if you listen to them, and if you aren't an insufferable goo-goo wimp who refuses to hear them, you will know that they intend to silence you, imprison you, and deprive you of your ability to participate in your own governance. So, if you want to live as a free man or woman, if they have their way, they'll destroy you for recognizing their unalterable binary best. Be ready for that. Be motivated to engage in the cultural melee and vote. And buy guns and ammo. That's a splendid idea, actually, to buy guns and ammo. Because those things are non-perishable, and of course they're going to, you know, you may need them. Then, you know, no one has ever regretted being too well armed. So if you buy ammo and then you don't get to use it, well, go practice. Join me. But here are some predictions for 2020. Number 10, Trump will be impeached. Well, yeah, we knew that. Poor, flailing Nancy Pelosi will eventually transmit the articles of impeachment to the Senate, thereby actually impeaching the president. Now, whether her current antics constitute impeachment or not is irrelevant, except denying it due to her gamesmanship is fun because it owns the left. No one cares, though. Her fringe-driven delay tactics make them look dumber, and eventually she's going to have to send it to the Senate, where Cocaine Mitch is going to kill it. Some of the useless GOP caucus will make noises about how this must be taken seriously because principles and honor and stuff, and they're just saps, you know. Number 9, the economy will stay strong, which will disappoint the Democrats some more. The party of the working man is already in mourning because the Trump economy has finally brought some prosperity back to the working man instead of concentrating wealth among the globalist leftist gentry that Obama served. The media will cheerlead for a recession. The Democrats will try to ignore the new roaring 20s. But America's success will remain a nightmare for leftists during the 2020 season, the 2020 year. Number 8, Virginia will declare war on its citizens. The left, recently, you know, elected as moderates in the Old Dominion, will reveal their true colors as they attempt to crush dissent wherever voters were stupid enough to elect them. The Virginia left will not back down. It will attempt to criminalize vast numbers of citizens and bend them to its will using violence and legal terrorism if need be. This will provoke a counter-reaction that will make it clear to moderates that electing leftists means voting for conflict, not just center-left business as usual like with old-school Democrats. So it will probably get ugly. Look for it, too. They think they can break our will, and they will learn they can't. This will energize conservatives across the country. Number 7. Replacing Justice Ginsburg. She's had a good run. But the opponent conservatives tend to most respect for being tough is playing a losing game against statistics. Nobody wishes ill for her. But in 2020, it's very, very likely that Trump will be replacing her. And count on the murder turtle not to buy into the interpretation of the Garland rule that ties his hands. It's confirmation time. The Democrats will go even nuttier. And just get ready for future Justice Amy Coney Barrett to have to explain that, yes, she likes beer, and no, she didn't run a rape gang in elementary school. Number six, we're going to see some trans fascism backlash. Because normal people are getting tired of being told that they have to lie and say that there's 631 different sexes, and they're tired of militant jerks wanting boys to be hanging out in the girls' locker room, and they're getting sick of boys winning girls' sports championships. J.K. Rowling, who is otherwise a leftist doofus, recently survived social media cancellation for telling the truth, the sex is real. The rest of us will be roused to action while people try to be polite. Number five. I expect to see a bunch of guys getting pardoned by Trump. Number four, we're going to see John Durham indict a lot of people. A lot of people. Number three, foreign policy success. We've already got it with the, you know, NATO countries are starting to pay. The EU is coming apart at the seams. These are things that the EU needs to go. I mean, it's just horrible. It's no good at all. We don't need an EU. Number two, the Democrats will lose the House. They took the House back, promising to be pragmatic do-gooders who would work across party lines to do the people's business, blah, 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 blah. It was all garbage. The ones that weren't actively defiling hotel room furniture via naked hairbrushing grossness with underlings were obediently obeying Pelosi's commands. Impeach, yes, ma'am, right away, ma'am. And what were they doing that was useful to their voters? Nothing. And number one, Trump will get reelected. And this is the big one. There's a number of reasons. The Dems will nominate Biden, who will choose sitting Bolshevik as his VP. He's got to choose a girl. A fake Indian and a fake competent leader. What a great combo. And once nominated, Gropey J will continue to commit gaffes. Only his slobbering media buddies won't be able to keep hiding him. Then there's the little crack pipe factor, Hoover Biden, the nominee's snorchinate son, who will have another crack issue or another paternity suit or maybe both, with the garbage media tell us that it's none of our business, but it is. And in the end, Trump will improve on his 2016 Electoral College numbers and win the popular vote, too, at which point the left will point out to us. They'll turn against the entire concept of voting because the popular vote doesn't mean nothing. And those are my predictions for 2020. Think what you will. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The man accused of stabbing five people during a Hanukkah celebration in New York is facing federal hate crime charges. The man allegedly used a machete or long knife during his attack. Patrick Brosnan with Brosnan Risk Consultants says his group will be patrolling around synagogues and keeping everyone safe.
Ex-FBI, state police, and detectives. They'll be going to these different, in a very, very menacing, omnipresent truck.
The North Texas security guard who shot and killed a gunman inside a church is speaking out. Jack Wilson says he did what he had to do. Wilson says the shooter didn't do much but quiver on the ground after being shot. And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is preparing for his trip later this week to Ukraine. Pompeo is planning to meet with Ukraine's president. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I can't help myself on this one. This is just the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my life, and I just want to share it with you. This is how we attempt to take the impossible and make it the new normal. Which, the new normal never, ever, ever gets to be normal, but, you know, that's all beside the point, right? Feel me? Anyway. Coming out of Breitbart, we get a female-to-male trans man and their non-binary partner have had a baby in Brighton, England, assisted by a trans doctor and a female-to-male trans woman sperm donor. I'm confused beyond all belief. I don't know who's who and what's what already. But that's beside the point. Anyway, 39-year-old Reuben Sharp, who's been living as a man 12 years ago, began living as a man, gave birth to a child described by the left-wing Mirror as a miracle baby in Britain's Most Modern Family after two rounds of fertility treatment. 28-year-old Jay, Sharp's partner, was born a woman but has had a double mastectomy and now identifies as non-binary. So the pair had to inseminate Sharp using donor sperm, which was provided by a trans woman who had retained her maleness. It's Mr. Sharp. Whoever Sharp is, Ruben. Ruben says, it's taken 6 years to get this far, but now we have a baby in our arms, and that was our end goal. I finally feel complete. So, let's do a really quick, you know, let's take a moment and, you know, recap this. So a woman mutilated herself and called herself a trans man. Then got a hold of a male seed from a stranger, got pregnant, and had a baby. So, they're referring to this as word salad right now in England. Have you ever seen a poll asking how many people believe that a person with a Y chromosome who calls himself a female is really a woman? I haven't. But with all the stuff that the media likes to do on a regular, constant basis, it would be nice if they would, simply because I think it'd be a good idea just to take a look at it. It don't take much to make me happy on that front. It don't take much at all. That just cracks me up. In other places, whenever you hear of robbery, you tend to focus your sympathy toward the victim, the person or stores that were robbed. But you have to remember that there are other indirect victims on whom property crimes also take a toll. And these are the thousands of public servants in our justice system for whom the work of investigating, prosecuting, and trying and incarcerating these people entails considerable time and expense. Yes. Taxpayers are also affected. The cost of processing such crimes frequently dwarfs the value of the stolen property. A few years ago, in the state of California, they set about to rectify this problem with Proposition 47, entitled the Reduce Penalties for Some Crimes Initiative. Supporters, including a former San Francisco district attorney and a former San Diego police chief, called it the Safe Neighborhood and Schools Act because they said it would free up law enforcement officers to pursue more dangerous criminals. The proposition promised to make neighborhoods and schools safer by raising from $500 to $950 the threshold for felony shoplifting, grand theft, receiving stolen property, forgery, fraud, and writing bad checks. Yeah. So in 2014, Proposition 47 passed with nearly 60% of the vote. We're going to solve these issues. So, now, formerly grand theft was now a misdemeanor so long as the loot did not exceed $950. Misdemeanors are much less costly to process than felonies because they don't trigger extensive and expensive investigations or prison sentences. Sometimes the suspect no-shows in court, and that saves the state even more money in court costs. California would call this a win-win. that just kills me. Now, predictably, the thieves began to roam stores with calculators to make sure that they didn't steal any more than $950 at a time. How accommodating of them. Equally predictably, many victims stopped reporting crimes to the police because they knew the police would do nothing. So authorities saw this as a win, too. Yeah. Because less reporting would keep crime statistics down. Chicago took approving notice, and they decided to make their neighborhoods even safer than those in California. So in 2016, Kim Fox, you remember her, the Juicy Smollett thing, announced that her office would prosecute only those property crimes that exceeded $1,000 in value and in which the alleged perpetrator had at least 10 prior felony convictions. So this meant there was hardly anybody in Chicago who could qualify as a robber felon, which leaves her prosecutors with plenty of time to focus on gun crime, she explained. Well, despite all this, despite what they planned on doing, despite what they wanted to make happen, despite, well, crime statistics in California and Chicago went up anyway. Vehicle break-ins in California rose 15% within a year. In San Francisco, the increase was 24%, which amounts to one every 20 minutes. In Chicago, shoplifting jumped 34%. The good news, the courtrooms, jails, and prisons were likely less crowded than they otherwise might have been. During a recent presidential debate, Elizabeth Warren said something that could, if implemented, reverse this progress. She said, "I will change the rules that put people in prison based on their birth, sex, ID rather than their current ID." So if a male felon claims that he is a she, then he would be placed in a woman's prison. Now, see, this would be a big incentive for the criminally inclined lonely people. Lonely men, I guess, right? Yeah. It's not difficult to imagine future thieves roaming stores with calculators to make sure they steal more than $950 or $1,000, depending on where they live, right? The left. The left. They are absolutely, they're without shame. They're even beyond that. I don't even know how to put it. I don't know how to characterize this. Some of the stuff that they do is completely irrational. Other of it, you know, when you get out there, if you try to apply logic to it, you'll break your brain. Don't break your brain. Whatever you do, don't break your brain. So, just my thoughts on that. 950. Hey, I wouldn't have a retail operation in either one of those states. Not at all. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, some of you out there are law enforcement. Some of you have been military. Most of you may be concealed carriers. So let's talk about a few things. Are you aware of all of the negative things that can occur if you are forced to shoot another person? Here's three things that can happen. You will save your life, you will get sued, or you will go to prison. Those are three things that can happen. Maybe all three. Depending on the circumstances and location of the shooting, concealed carriers may find themselves slandered by the media, the recipients of anonymous threats, and even the object of organized protests, which can also negatively impact their family members. The problem caused by this is obvious. Concealed carriers may find themselves in situations where they are unable to clearly discern if all of the elements of lawful self-defense are present. I think that's actually a relative thing, too, to say that. I think that's relative to say that, simply because in certain cases, like if it is a disparity of force, how much you get, how much of a disparity, two people is enough. That's enough. That's all you got to have. So, does the potential threat have the ability, opportunity, and intent to inflict serious bodily harm? including sexual assault and kidnapping, or kill him or her, and is retreat an option? Can all of this be clearly discerned in time to mount an actual defense? This is where you could very easily find yourself in the horns of a dilemma. So, going to the gun too fast could mean serious problems. Going too slow can mean risk of serious injury or death. And the problem then becomes avoiding a mental and physical state, sometimes called paralysis by analysis. Or, like a deer caught in the headlights. Either term simply means the concealed carrier is simply frozen on the spot and unable to respond while they try to process what they're seeing and decide what to do. This is where we get to this point. When we're talking about, for example, in rampage killings, where we find out that for, you know, whenever there's a armed citizen present, the average loss of life is about 2.5. That's because it takes X amount of time to for your brain to process what's going on. And then get into motion. And then actually act. So that's two people. That's where that figure comes from. Now, that is actually that frozen in time. That's exactly what some violent actors desire, because it affords them the opportunity to more safely, you know, accomplish their objective, which is to rob you, hurt you, kill you, kidnap you, rape you, whatever it may be. So, concealed carriers should study the elements of self-defense and make sure they understand them. There's a plethora of good articles and podcasts in here and other places that address these elements for those who go and, you know, want to look for it. Being a concealed carrier, you know, you got to be willing to train and should consider taking one or more classes from qualified instructors who understand all the elements of lawful self-defense and can effectively convey that information to others, and follow that up with drills and exercises that teach students when and how to use their handgun. This is why tactical responses, fighting pistol, is so good. Because with them, you get a booklet that is part of your curriculum, and in that booklet, it's going to cover all the things that you need to be covering in order for a self. If you go to court, then James himself, James Yeager, will be your expert witness if you need him to be. But he examines all the ins and outs and understands it. And what he's done, and what you would find if you went to one of these classes, is he takes and goes from the fine motor skills to the gross motor skills, to where you can employ this despite everything that's going on with you, to where all you have are gross motor skills, if that makes any sense. Now, there's a couple of things you can do to make things quicker. Speed, if you're going to wait till you have all of this, you know, all of these things in place to where nobody can question why you went into self-defense mode, learning how to consistently draw in a repeatable manner that is both robust and quick is nothing but a plus. It's nothing but a plus. A good goal for most people would be around 2 seconds, based on when a timer that starts with a beep and registers the amount of time from it to the first shot fired. That's a very good drill to go through. Draw, fire, get it out there. I mean, you know, and do everything in between the draw and the fire, you know, all that good stuff. Faster is better, but not at the expense of missing or occasionally fumbling the draw. Most people that practice this, and I mean, it's lots and lots of people practice this. Most people that practice this, they range from their teens to 84 years old. And even an 84-year-old shooter was able to reduce his draw time from 3 seconds to 2 seconds. Concealed carriers with less draw time, with a slower draw, need to understand that they're going to have less time to process what they're seeing and be forced to act faster than would otherwise be normally required in order to mount an effective defense. You have to learn how to strip ambiguity from an encounter, and the way to do that is to first learn how to look for nonverbal pre-assault cues. And, and recognize movement, suggesting that another is attempting to catch up to, cut off, or otherwise intercept the movement of the concealed carrier. So you got to pay attention to that. You have to pay attention to that. Another thing a concealed carrier might consider doing is learning a few, learning a few punches, a few kicks. Definitely a few punches, because you don't have to lose, you don't have to change balance for punches in most cases. A reasonable question that the concealed carrier might ask is how they're going to know with more certainty when it is time to use deadly force to protect their life. You might want to consider a force-on-force drill, plastic replica pistols, aerosol pistols, some munitions pistols. Doing this in a classroom situation under the watchful eye of an instructor who knows what he or she is doing, along with other classmates who are learning by simply watching these scenario-based drills, this is a great way to prepare for a real-life extreme event. Now, the one thing that I'm looking at when... Everybody needs to watch this video from Texas. That's your homework. Go out and watch the video from Texas and watch the first man. Because he's doing everything right, except he's not moving. It's all part of one skill set. One skill set that once you start down the path, you got to continue down the path. You got to do your homework. You got to train. You got to do the range time. It's a lifetime event, and it's quite enjoyable. So go for it. Have at it. And as for us, we'll be back in 21 hours. But in between now and then, please, if you would, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.